This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy 94.9, this is the sound of now.
We need to recap Laneway Music Festival, which happened on Friday. Bit of an expedition, a bit of an excursion.
It was a show excursion.
For Joy.
It was.
We had us, we had Tamsin from Big Bi Plus Questions,
yes,
and Geeks
did.
Out.
We did.
Who are on air next if you're one of our Monday night listeners. We had Poppy from So Basically was there. A bunch
we did.
Of listeners were there. Artists were there, like checking out the other artists and
yes.
having the most incredible time. How'd you feel?
I felt like it was obviously a jam-packed day full of so many amazing artists. I definitely don't think I'm speedy enough to have made all the artists I wanted to have seen. So I think I was ambitious when I planned out the day of who I wanted to see. But I definitely got the ones that I absolutely were like the must-sees. So love Gigi Perez. That was the first time I saw Gigi Perez live.
What did you think?
Oh, just incredible. And honestly, such a stage presence. Owned that stage and was also taking much care of the crowd, which we needed on a hot day.
Yeah, she was looking pretty frustrated at that, because there were a couple times where she had to stop performing
yeah.
because security were helping get someone out.
Yeah.
And it took until much later in the set where she was finally starting to feel herself again.
Definitely. So. It definitely played a toll. But then after that, I think we went straight to... I don't think I got to see anybody between that until I saw Benny.
Oh, right.
Right.
How's Benny?
Benny was incredible. And honestly, just high energy, running around the stage, everyone getting their fans out. She called everyone to get their fans out. So, so good. I loved seeing Benny live. It was a great experience.
So we've got audio from immediately after Chapel Roan performed, the two of us. Do you want to, should we play that back?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. First reactions. Alana, okay. How are you feeling?
It was a lot. I am 33 years old and I stood in what felt like a mosh at that point. I'm too tiny. I'm 155 centimeters tall. It was a good vibe. It was a good vibe. Yeah. What about you, Triana? How are you feeling?
So I got to see Chapel at 170 Russell when she first played in Melbourne, and to see how far she's come now, like the, how many thousands of people were here just eating out of her hands?
That
it was
would have
incredible.
Been wild. Oh my gosh. How did that feel then, going from 170 Russell to the heights of what is Flemington Park right now?
This feels like history. This feels like it's just going to get bigger. I don't know how it gets bigger than this.
So good.
Taylor Swift played the MCG. I reckon Chapel could do it.
Oh, absolutely. That's what's coming next.
Earnest question.
Okay.
From listening to that, do you reckon I had maybe drunk the Chapel Kool-Aid a little too much there? Or was it genuinely that good of a set?
It was a really, really good set. And I think you also had a great view as well. So, yeah.
Nice and close. Yes. Yeah. Huge shout out to Blusher, Aussie Trio, Melbourne Trio, who got to do their kind of little hometown set.
Yes.
Laneway very early on in the day. I thought we actually should play new Blusher because it just came out a week or so ago.
I think we should play it. Yes, this absolutely. Blusher, Rager. Blusher entering their Nudjarachi era?
It's the hometown heroes of Laneway Melbourne. Absolutely.
This is what NAMM sounds like.
Smashed it. Yeah, it's the sound of now. You're on Joy 94.9. We are recapping Laneway 2026.
We sure are, Triana. And thank you everyone who came up and said hi to us at Laneway. We love to see you. We loved all of your outfits. And also a special thank you to some of you who left us some voice notes about their experience at the festival.
Yeah, Tamsin was going to Laneway for, I think, the first time. Tamsin from here
Geeks
at
out.
Joy, you know, from Geeks Out, you know, from Big Bi Plus Questions. She was sending us voice notes right throughout the day to help us keep on top of everything that was happening. So it meant that we got some really great notes, some really important information, like an occasional fashion update on what people were wearing.
A couple walk past with not dating siblings on their top. Love when you got to point things out.
It's important, otherwise you're going to end up on that Instagram page, am I right, Trina?
Wait, there's an Instagram page?
Yeah, there's a siblings or dating Instagram page.
Okay, find me looking that up at 7:02 p.m. tonight. All right, Tamsin did go to see The Dare, and I don't know if she was ready for the kind of experience she was about to have.
Now at The Dare in the big tent waiting for them to come on. This is loud and massive. It'll be very interesting. They will go off in here.
And from what I heard, Triana, I think they did go off. Apparently, Girls was just an absolute highlight for so many people.
I saw Poppy from So Basically's Instagram, and they were pretty close to front row, but they were there, and I don't know how they made it out alive. That show looked so
heaving
is the word, exactly. Thankfully, Tamsin was actually out there looking for us.
Just tried to find Triana and Alana. No chance. They're in one of the center crowds going off. So I will enjoy Role Model and the rest of the show from back here because I don't reckon they're ever getting out.
Did we get out? Can we confirm, Triana?
Can confirm. Let
me just...
Yep, no, I'm alive. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm here. I felt so bad for Tamsin because she was messaging me throughout the show, but because the reception was so awful at the venue, it would be like delayed by at least a whole set. So I'd be like, I'm going to Role Model, and she'd be like, that happened. I'm
I know. Finished. And the number of people, like that went so far back, that number of people at the
tent.
I think,
yeah.
Well, because with the blue and pink stage, we're right next to each other. And so everyone was really keen to see Chapel in particular.
Of course.
Wolf Alice were next on the blue tent. And then before that was Wet Leg on the pink stage.
Yes.
So there was a lot going on. Actually, Taylor from
friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show. She was obsessed with the Wolf Alice set.
For me, Laneway 2026 was absolutely unreal. Being able to scream to Wolf Alice was amazing. They really brought the vibes in with Don't Delete the Kisses at the end. And it's definitely a moment I'll hold in my heart forever.
Was that beeping in the background, you trying to get out of the car park, Triana?
No. Well, it may have been. I love the thought that she's on the way home and you can hear the tram roll past.
Yeah.
And there is still just carnage as people try and get out. And someone clearly blaring the horn for 15 consecutive seconds. Here's Wolf Alice. They want a whole bunch of fans being on stage immediately before Chapel Roan. This is Don't Delete the Kisses. It's the sound of now. Enjoy. Yeah, that was one of the big moments at Laneway 2026. Wolf Alice, Don't Delete the Kisses. You're on Joy 94.9. It is the sound of now. Triana and Alana with you, recapping everything that happened at Laneway because, God, that was a carnage-filled day, I'll say that much.
It was. Look, it was a very, very fun day. I think that was my second or third Laneway festival. I should have known better. I think I should have come better prepared.
My first Laneway, so...
Oh, yeah. Baby's first Laneway.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Oh, could I have done anything differently to have made your Laneway experience any better?
No, you're perfect. You're bang on. Okay. We did... I had heard that the toilets are particularly like a worry.
They are a point of contest in most festivals. And I have to say the previous Laneway I went to was absolutely dreadful. However, I was pleasantly surprised and so was someone else.
Tamsin sent us another message.
Just a note, the toilets aren't as feral as I thought they would be. Yay!
Yay! Tamsin's right. The toilets were not as feral as we expected them to be.
Just a note, Tamsin's right.
Tamsin was absolutely right. But look, as much as we could talk about the portaloo, we could turn the show into a Kenny thing. We're not. Let's instead talk about the headliner who everybody was there for.
Everyone was there to see Chapel. And I don't know how far back that crowd went, but I kept seeing videos the next day.
It's the next postcode, Triana.
How far? Yeah, there may have been. There may have been people like on the train getting to showgrounds who were doing HO, TTO,
on the tracks.
GO. Yeah.
Not behind the yellow line. No.
Kaya Mercedes was super excited to be there. You know Kaya Mercedes. 80s work. They're on air quite often here on Joy.
Yes.
We've got a couple of their songs on the playlist, and they finally got the chance to see Chapel.
I was lucky enough to get about a meter away from the barricade, and I've been wanting to see Chapel for the last 5 years. When she came to Australia about 3 years ago, I was only 17 and I couldn't go, and I was devastated. So seeing her at Laneway was like seriously the most surreal moment of my life. And oh, she's just a goddess.
I don't know if you're familiar with Kaya Mercedes, but
yes,
they have like bright red hair.
Yeah,
bright
stunning.
Red hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kept seeing Kaya on the big screens and I could see how close they were. I'm like, oh my God, okay. Kaya's going to have the most incredible experience.
Oh, wow.
Maybe like two or three rows back. Like, but yeah,
yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really,
well,
really
as
close.
They said, like a meter away, which is incredible efforts. Well done, Kaya. That's such great positioning.
And for someone who really had to battle it out to get into there.
You got guts, babe.
Mad respect. But of course, we've been chatting with Poppy, who you would know has been a presenter here on Joy on the show.
Yes.
So basically,
our
is our
very
official
own Chapel Roan correspondent.
Of course. And so they finally got to see Chapel Roan. I've not played you this audio yet. Ooh, are you ready for what you're about to hear?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, Triana, as requested, I'm doing a voice note. I apologize for the background noise. What the actual hell, bro? I'm like, actually, I'm, as you can probably hear from my voice, I'm like screamed every single lyric, and I'm not, I like actually wish I was joking right now, but literally the second that like the visual started, I started bawling my eyes out. Tell me why the hell I was bawling my eyes out during the happiest song of all time, Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl. But no notes, incredible experience. Even though I was kind of all the way in the back, it just was so special to experience that, and we'll never forget it. Probably one of the best moments of this year, and I don't think anything will be able to top that. Okay, that's all.
Wow, Pops, that is awesome. What an amazing first festival for you to experience, to have Chapel Roan headlining. That's amazing.
Yeah, the Poppy updates rolling through on Instagram were really something else. And I saw them post something about this feeling of queer joy that they saw. They've sent a note back. I haven't listened through this, so I don't know what they're about to say, but we're going to experience it together.
So it's interesting that you bring up the queer joy thing, because I definitely felt a lot of queer joy being there with a lot of other queer people, or just people who knew all the lyrics to these songs that were definitely very pivotal. I don't know how to say the word, but you know what I'm talking about. Just a very important part of my coming out journey. And it felt so freeing. Like, now I'm in such a different place with like my sexuality and just like my identity as a whole. And hearing all these songs in such a different place just was really incredible and just really special. But like, in terms of the music festival in general, like, the vibes were there. Like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the concerts that I go to, like the last few ones I've been to, like, the atmosphere has been a little bit dead. It's just been people like on their phones, whatever, but you could tell that people actually wanted to be at the festival, and you know, everyone was singing along to every lyric. You know, you had just, it just felt a lot more like community. And definitely, especially felt that with Chapel, being surrounded by all these gay people singing along to these gay songs. But yeah, that's sort of the vibe. But yeah, queer joy. I feel like that's just the perfect way to describe how I felt during Chapel's set, and probably why I got so emotional for like 90% of it. I'm just lucky she didn't play Kaleidoscope, otherwise I would have lost my mind. But yeah.
The bit when Poppy talks about that feeling of being surrounded by community, feeling like, you know, finding a community, finding like a festival that just, you know, it's just a gay lineup and you're surrounded by people. That is something I've never had. Like, we never had that growing up, right? It is so important.
Yeah, I think back as well, like, you know, before I had come out, right, I didn't get to have that experience, and it was like a little bit fearful for me being somewhere that would be like that. Like, I would be terrified to go in there. And so knowing that, you know, people like Poppy are getting to have these incredibly formative experiences at such an early age and feel accepted and part of that community.
Yeah, the future is bright, Triana. It's so bright.
So special.
Should we play some Chapel to celebrate?
We kind of have to, right? Let's chuck on Feminine Nomenon, which I pronounced correctly, I'll have you know. The sound of now, Joy 94.9. Chapel Roan with Feminine Nomenon, or as Mal Walden would call it,
Phenomenon.
Nailed it. In fact, you might say that it's
almost a phenomenon.
See?
So, Triana, we've talked a lot about Laneway, and one of the artists that played at Laneway was Benny. Now, yes. Benny, I got to see, incredible energy, loved the set.
New Zealand artist, right?
New Zealand artist. And here's the thing. I talk to you a lot after gigs about the fact that sometimes I just wish there was different types of merch at events, right? Mm. Sometimes it's just, there's just a gap in the market. Why can't artists just go into something totally different?
Love the t-shirts. Love the hoodies.
The t-shirts. The hoodies are great. You bought a scarf. That was cute.
I got a little Chapel Roan
scarf. Chapel Roan scarf. But here's the thing. When I got home, do you know what I found out that Benny announced that they were going to be selling as their merch?
What's that?
The booties. Benny has booties. Benny booties are part of the merch collection now. Look at these.
Oh my God, they're like, they're not quite Uggies, but they're like...
They're like fur boots. And I saw a few people trying to do knockoffs of these, obviously in an attempt to be like Benny coated.
They're full-blown leg warmers.
Right? These are so cool.
That's like fluffy pink. There's like a skunk black one and it's got like Reebok stripes up the side.
Right? So I am such a fan of this. Benny, thank you very much for answering the call of what are we going to do if we can't just have t-shirts and hoodies as merch at events. Thank you so much. Thanks for introducing the booties.
Are you going to order the booties?
I'm so tempted. I'm so tempted. Do I do it?
You watch. It's going to get to like winter time. We're going to walk in here and you're going to strut in.
With
in
little your, booties.
In your bright pink little Betty booties.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.